I think this is good news, but there's a lot of questions to parse through. What the heck just happened with the Big Ten?
I think the weight, the gravity of the situation, because we talked about this before, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, when they made the decision to not play, they thought everyone else was also not going to play. And now we're going into week three with people playing, and the SEC starts up in another week. They're like, oh, no, we can't not do that. It's completely different from an advertising revenue standpoint, from a teams getting into the playoff standpoint. All those things have completely shifted, and people expect us to go out and get the job done. And so they're going to kick it off. What, October 24th is the weekend they're aiming for? And we've already seen multiple games canceled every weekend. So for them, the next step is going to be, how do we get enough games in to actually qualify, whether it's for bowl games or for the playoff?
Do you believe Northwestern's Mort Shapiro in saying that, you know, it wasn't public pressure, it wasn't the money, it was just that we got better medicals back?
No, I don't believe that at all. Not at all. I don't believe it at all, because they had already been doing weekly testing, three times a week testing at places like Ohio State or Michigan State. That's why Michigan State and Rutgers had to shut down, because they had routine testing in terms of the three tests a week, with 1 day results. So what I think I don't even think it's the players. I don't think it's the coaches. I don't think it's the lawsuits. I think it is the overall fan sentiment at places, whether it's Nebraska or Iowa, but also places like Ohio State that feel pressure revved up. Sort of the idea that, oh, we're only going to have Justin Fields for a year, and then he's going to the NFL in 2021, and we're squandering a chance to get to the playoffs. Same thing with Penn State, the idea that we could maybe make it to the playoff this year. And it is, I don't know, it's going to be interesting, because everything that they told us about why they couldn't play, none of that has actually changed. They didn't tell us they couldn't play because of testing.
Right.
They told us they couldn't play because of the health risk, right? And with lung health and respiratory health and all those things, and that's not different anymore. Wisconsin, as they start to fire the machine back up, Wisconsin also can't start practice until the 26th because they're on a hold across their athletic department due to positive tests. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it works. And then when you get to the between the white lines, which is, you know, that's the thing I love to talk about, is between the chalk, is Michigan State, how is Michigan State going to be ready to play football compared to Ohio State, obviously, or Penn State, obviously? But any team that's had their same coach for over a year, how is Michigan State going to be ready to play football?
Michael Felder's with us from Stadium, and the Big Ten's back October 24th. I'm not smart, so I need someone to explain who is smart. I need someone to explain the parameters of this. They would shut down if there are, what, a 5% positive rate on the team or a 7.5% positivity rate in the population. Do you understand what the population part means? Is that the local city, the county, the state? Like, what are they talking about?
I'm assuming that's students on campus.
Okay.
So we'll see. But I honestly don't know either. And I think the 5% population on the team is very misleading. We just had Charlotte versus UNC canceled. And it wasn't because they had a 5% population test rate. It's because of contact tracing and the fact that they had two offensive linemen test positive. And they've all been in the offensive lineman meeting room, which means, guess what? They're expecting more positive tests. And they're expecting all of their offensive linemen to test positive. And you can't play a game without offensive linemen. So we're seeing new hurdles step up each time we go through this. It's going to be interesting to watch. I'm also curious to see if this Charlotte incident leads to teams changing the way that they handle meetings and the way they handle team interaction.